It is the final regular season edition of the Harrison Football Show. I'm Brad Klein, very happy to be with you here on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. We'll hear from Mo Sutton, the head coach of the Harrison Warriors, breaking down last week's loss against Mater Dei, but also breaking down last weekend's news. The pairings released. Harrison, after a one-touchdown loss in Week 2, they rematch against Jasper in the first round of the sectional. Mo Sutton didn't want the bye, and so the Warriors don't get it. They're playing football in the next 2 weeks. That includes tonight against Bossy. We'll ask Mo Sutton about that. We'll also talk to Stephen Chen, the defensive lineman for the Warriors, a junior, as he goes toe-to-toe with his crosstown, or I should say in-town rival, the Bossy Bulldogs. All that and more brought to you by our sponsors, First Federal Savings Bank, Award World Trophies, Evansville State Emporium, United Fidelity Bank, Seamers Glass, and Dyke Brothers Construction. So we'll take a step aside and hear from Mo Sutton on the other side. Here on WREF, 97.7 FM, the ref, always the right call. Back here for the final regular season edition of the Harrison Football Show. I'm Brad Klein, happy to be with you. The head coach, Mo Sutton, joins us here on WREF. Coach, really appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me.
You got it. So let's go backwards before we go forwards and talk about tonight's game against Bossy. A tough game against Mater Dei last week and a tough environment against a really, really good team. What went down last week's game to eventually yield that loss?
Well, I think we were flying high off the win off Central. And, we came out to play. Came out to play a football game, and we kept it close for the first quarter and about a quarter and a half. And then, I'm trying to find an answer for this situation to where I called it the other day, the wet paper bag syndrome, where the bottom falls out. And they ended up scoring 40 more points after the first quarter and a half. We kind of went down and made some mistakes and got down emotionally and psychologically, and then we just couldn't make plays. So, again, that happens when we play some of the traditional powerhouses around here, and, we're fighting that battle. And if I come up with an answer, we'll come up on the winning side of things instead of, playing a close with a quarter here and a quarter there and maybe a half. And if we can put together four quarters, we see what can happen when we play Central.
Absolutely. Again, Harrison Football Head Coach Mo Sutton here on WREF 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. And we know that Mater Dei, like you said, they're a powerhouse and they're really good. Now, they scored early and often in the first quarter. You guys shut them down in the second. Was that something that they were doing or something that you were doing differently to flip that script on your defensive side of the ball?
We made some substitutions. And, we have to come prepared for four quarters. I mean, one quarter, two quarters, not going to win you a football game. So, again, we make changes, from the coaching side of it, and we just got to, the players got to go out there and execute.
Again, Mo Sutton here on WREF talking about Harrison football and last week's game against Mater Dei. Coach, we can talk about this season all we want. We can talk about last game all we want. But ultimately, you guys get the draw from this past weekend, and you know who you're going to be playing after the regular season finale. It's going to be Jasper. What do you think of the draw? What do you make of it?
I think it's a good draw for us. It's not the worst situation. I think, we're looking at it as, we didn't want the bye. So, the bye would have been pretty drastic for our kids to practice for 2 weeks without playing a game, and that could have took a toll on us. So we're just happy to be playing football for another week. And, it does happen to be a team that we played and we kept it close with before. So we'll make some changes, and I'm sure they will. So it should be a good game. It's on our turf, and we had one of the best. We played very well against Jasper, and we just didn't get it done. And this time, a lot's on the line. You need to win to go home. So I think our kids will be ready to go.
And we'll talk more about this game next week because, again, this game is in 2 weeks, but the draw coming out this past weekend, I'm kind of curious about the team and their mindset against Jasper because, especially after the win against Central, it feels like this team has definitely moved one step forward, one big step forward. Would you classify Harrison football as the same team that they were when you guys played Jasper in week two as you are now?
We've made some changes, and our guys have matured. And I mean, you know, we've got a few other guys that have stepped up late in the season due to injury. So, you know, we're just maturing as a team. And you know, football is a long season, and you know, some guys show up and some guys don't. And you make some changes, and you know, you always try to win the football game in front of you. So, you know, we'll see what happens the next couple weeks for us. Again, we got to play Boston before we play Jasper, so we'll see. I mean, if guys step up or guys step down, and we're doggone sure we're going to play a football game in 2 weeks.
Mo Sutton, the head coach for Harrison football, talking about what's happening in 2 weeks. Let's talk about what's happening tonight later on in the program. We're going to talk about the game against Boston, but on the other side of this upcoming break, Stephen Chen, the junior defensive lineman for the Harrison Warriors, joins the program on the other side here on WREF, 97.7 FM. The Ref, always the right call. Back here on Week 9 of the Harrison Football Show, I'm Brank Thine, happy to be with you, and the junior defensive lineman for Harrison, Stephen Chen, joins the program. Hey, Stephen, really appreciate your time.
Mm-hmm.
So as you look forward to the next couple of weeks, you get the pairing from the weekend, and you know that you guys are playing Jasper. We'll talk about tonight's game against Bossy in a moment, but you guys played Jasper extremely close in Week 2. What do you remember from earlier in the season, and what can you use from earlier in the season by way of tape and recollection into 2 weeks from now in the sectional?
Oh, so I didn't play in the game of Jasper, but from the film that we have and all the mistakes that we made, we could learn from that. And we've made a lot of changes on offense and defense for Jasper.
What do you think? Is that advantage you that Jasper hasn't seen you on tape and hasn't seen you in the trenches that maybe you can catch them off guard?
Yeah. I didn't really play that game at all, so they haven't really seen me on the field yet.
How has your game developed from more or less out of the lineup in that game to now being an impact player for this team and down the home stretch, getting the win against Central, and now trying to turn that into a win against Bossy in the regular season finale?
I think it's more about stopping the run game. We're more effective on that as we're later into the season than we were in Week 2.
You look ahead, and again, like I said, you guys know exactly who you're going to be playing. You know when and where you'll be playing. Good for you that it's a home game in the sectional against Jasper versus the road game that you played against them in Week 2. But when you look at the game against Bossy, what comes to mind, and what do you guys have to do to pull off a win?
Well, nothing really like surprises us about Bossy. We know we're going to pick up this win and then move on to Jasper.
Is there any more juice? Because I know that the Harrison kids are close with the Bossy kids, and I'd imagine that there are a lot of friends on the other side of the line of scrimmage and folks that you know for a long time. So how does that all go down in your head when toe meets ball and you guys get ready to play this game?
Man, we're just going to play football, man.
I love it. Stephen Chen, the junior defensive lineman for Harrison football here on WREF, Week 9 of the Harrison Football Show, 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. Hey, Stephen, really appreciate your time. Good luck against Bossy.
Thank you.
All right, we take a step aside. Mo Sutton rejoins the program on the other side here on WREF, 97.7 FM. The Ref, always the right call. Wrapping up shop here on the final regular season edition of the Harrison Football Show. I'm Brank Line. Happy to be with you. Mo Sutton, the head coach, joins the program talking about tonight's game against Bossy. Now, Coach, before we talk about the X's and O's of this game, let's talk about the stakes, because Senior Day is always going to add a little bit more juice, regular season finale, you guys being at home. So which seniors stick out to you as far as the end of the era and watching them walk and watching them go?
We play senior night, you know, it's a big night for us, Romaine Stadium, and the kids would be excited. We're playing what is considered our rival, Ballsy, our neighborhood school, so our neighboring school. So, you know, it'll be, you know, tensions will be high, emotions will be high. So, you know, it's a pretty good atmosphere.
I know that Ballsy doesn't have a win, but when you turn on the tape, what sticks out to you as far as, hey, we got to make sure that we limit them in this area?
Well, you know, Ballsy always gives us our best game. I mean, they've created this thing of it being a rivalry. So, you know, the kids know each other, and obviously, you know, we've had some kids from my end transfer over to Ballsy. So, again, they're playing against friends. So, you know, tensions will be high and, you know, emotions will be high, and we just got to play football and stay focused on doing what we do and not, you know, getting off task. So, you know, keep our minds together and play football.
Tape, I'd imagine, is relatively limited on Aiden Boyd, the freshman who has been a big part of what Bossy's done in the latter half of the season on the offensive side of the ball. Then again, he's only a freshman. So your first time playing him defensively, how do you try and stop what Bossy's trying to do?
Well, I mean, you can never, you know, on my end, Bossy comes out with different tricks and things like that. So you can never underestimate those guys. You know, again, it being a rivalry game, they'll do anything to win. So, you know, you just got to be ready for whatever they throw at you. I'm sure if it's not him playing against us, it'll be someone else trying to have a superstar night. So we got to make sure we don't allow that to happen.
Mo Sutton, the head coach for Harrison football, getting ready for the final regular season game of the year, senior night against their rival Ballsy, and the Bulldogs still looking for their first win of the year. Now, Coach, I'd imagine going into this game with you guys being home and the juice of senior night, and got that win against Central, you guys the favorites. Do you see this as an opportunity to parlay some momentum going into sectionals with potentially wins in two of your last three games, or is that something that's not necessarily on your radar?
Yeah, we label this the end of the season push for us, the end of the season run, and I think my kids understand, you know, because, you know, Harrison not long ago in the recent past has been a no-win team or a one-win team. You know, even under my tenure where we won just one game. So, again, trying to change the culture and build get on the hot streak and get my kids used to winning and know what winning feels like, that's the opportunity we have in front of us, and we need to take advantage of that.
Mo Sutton, the head coach for the Warriors, looking for their second win of the year, trying to send the seniors off the right way and power into the sectional as they play Jasper on October 25th. Hey, Coach, really, really appreciate your time. Good luck tonight.
All right, thank you.
You got it. You've been listening to the final regular season edition of the Harrison Football Show on WREF 97.7 FM. The Ref, always the right call.